Hello, gay men. I'm John Durler.
I'm Brian James.
And this is called Coming Inside Out.
Coming Inside Out.
And welcome. How you like my Sporty Spice jacket?
I love it. John, this is our final episode of 2024.
Really?
This is going to drop on New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice. Happy New Year, everyone.
Next season. In January, we're going to be season two.
Season two. All right. How many podcasts did we
do? This is going to be, so this is our 36th episode.
Wow.
And we had a trailer too. We started this in May, right? Okay.
May.
But in May, we dropped three
mm-hmm.
in one day. And then we had a couple weeks where we did two episodes and we had a special episode on National Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
So in total, 36 episodes.
Wow.
And like 21,000 downloads.
And that's only from three sources, right? Sources. That's from Apple, Spotify, and YouTube.
And YouTube. Yeah.
That's 21,000?
We have to pay subscriptions to get the information on the other ones. Our feed page automatically feeds to iHeartRadio and to all these other Amazon and to all these other things, but I don't pay for those.
How much are those?
I don't know. Oh, Spotify's like $7.99 a month or $11.99 a month or whatever, and then Amazon, and then
you would just buy the membership for each one.
You'd have to buy the streaming membership for every one of them.
Right. So it'd be like eight times eight.
And I have the streaming for the other ones. And that's how I gather that information, but I don't know how to get.
Well, 21,000, I think it's really good.
I think that's good.
But if you average the three, what is that? 20? What is that? The 7,500 per? Yeah, right. Is my math right? There's three. That we can
three get. What? Oh, three. Oh, I know. We're almost 10,000 on YouTube. We're 6,600 on Apple. And then we're like 5,000 and change on our website.
All right. So the average of that, I'm going to say is 7,000. Because 3 times 7 is what?
Yeah.
21.
Yeah. But I think that YouTube is our biggest.
YouTube's our biggest, but could.
And it wasn't in the beginning. YouTube wasn't. It took a long. YouTube is hard to get rolling for a podcast.
Interesting. But I think it's safe to say then the other seven would be 7,000 each, right? Can we average it that way?
I don't know. There's other ones that I have. I don't even know how. Like, if you look at this thing here, there was one called Deezer. There's Audible. There's a bunch of different ones
that are not popular.
I have no idea how you would get to those. But anyways, yes.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, it is.
What's your New Year's resolution? What do you got?
I'm going to be kinder to myself. I'm gonna be a lot kinder. I'm not nice to myself.
Yeah,
and I'll talk about that because I brought this book. I wanted I'm not plugging it for whatever, but I was gonna talk about that a little bit. But I thought
asked me what my new
year's resolution. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yes, no, what is your New Year's resolution?
I'm gonna be nicer to you.
You're gonna can we make it all about me? John, what? I don't have a New Year's resolution. I started being nicer to myself a couple weeks ago.
I think that is great. And I think it's more, for me, it's more self-awareness, self-help, getting healthy. I think that's really which everyone, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to eat more.
I set up goals every quarter or something like that. Cause I have such a,
goals, right?
Yeah. There's a big goal of like, okay, I'm going to be finally divorced in 2025. If everything goes right, it'll be around the summertime. That's a big goal that I have. And just, building my business. And I've got some exciting things happening with another business that one of my business partners of one of my best friends too. I'm excited about that. And so I think it's just, just being because I'm 57. Right. 57, and, you know, I want to travel. I want to take my boys to Europe. Yep. Liam is 13 now, so he has his memory, you know, because 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
No, and they don't want to do a lot of walking when they're young.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But, they're in history now. They're learning about a lot of history. We love Gladiator, and, you know, I want to take them to Rome, and we want to go to the Colosseum and do that. So I guess if for my New Year's resolution is I want to pay off debt, incurred debt, which is fine. It's fine. I'll take care of it. It's not a problem, but I've incurred it, going to pay it off, and really set up plans for traveling. I want to travel because at 57,
yes.
Is it 77 or 87? Then you're worried about falling or, you know, things like that when you're in another country. And while I'm still healthy.
Okay. My parents really started traveling probably when they were in their 70s, and they're gone like 4 or 5 months of the year.
That's great.
They travel all, and they're 82, I think, right now.
Oh, see, that's fabulous. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would love to travel more too.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. I thought we would start it off with agape. You know, we've talked about that a couple times.
Yeah.
You know,
I almost went this morning.
Oh, okay. You almost went. Yeah.
I did. But I didn't go because, well, basketball. We had basketball.
So. I almost had a hookup. No, I'm joking. You almost went to church.
What are we talking
about? Well, I thought it's a non-denominational church.
Yeah. And they're online. They stream. Yes.
We have listeners that write in that are struggling with their churches. They're struggling with being accepted in church.
Yeah.
So the non-denominational church, you could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You could, on Sunday morning, they live stream.
Yep.
You could go to their website, which is agapelive, I think, .com. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I thought we would mention that for anybody who's looking to have some church in their life, to have some spirituality in their life.
Right.
And they don't feel like they're being accepted by their own church or religion.
Right. You know, that and the agape, which I think I've been there 3 times now. And what I love about it is that, you know, we're God. You're a God. You're God. There is a God, they believe, but there's part of, but you're, you know, within you.
You are one with God.
You are one. And that's part of it.
He works through you and as you.
Yes. And, you know, we do godly things.
Yes.
You know, we help people. We want to help people. Yes. So, however, we don't murder people. I had an idea for a movie that, you know, the biggest, well, do you know who the biggest mass murderer
is? I do, actually. There was a Netflix about that person. Gosh, I can't remember who he is, but yes.
You know?
They found him when he was an older gentleman, and they think that he had, like, killed, like, 300 or 500 people or something like that.
Wow.
Right?
I know.
I'll look it up.
Mine's bigger.
Oh, yeah? Who is this?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. God. All right.
I mean, if think about it.
I don't know how to
respond.
I don't know how to answer
it's,
that.
It's a crazy pitch, but, you know, it's God's will.
God's will.
Interesting, right?
All right.
No, it's crazy.
I don't know how to wrap my head around that, but okay, I'll give you that.
I know I'm going to get letters from that.
Please write in. Yes.
We were pitching this movie. We were pitching a movie about how it happens, because you hear so much, and I don't want to get on a big religious kick here, not right now, but I thought it was just, you know, interesting that one could say, well, if it's God's will, is it God killing the people? But he's bringing people in too, in and out, bringing people into the world and taking them out. However,
yeah. Well, your spirit, in my opinion, never dies. So your body may cease to exist on this planet, but your spirit doesn't die.
Do you think it goes into something else?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I, you know, are you going to come back on to Earth? Or are you going to go to another realm of a different galaxy? I have no idea, but your spirit, I think your spirit lives on forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It really is.
That was the boy, this is off topic, but you know, when you're younger and you're like, oh my God, when I die, I'm going to be dead forever.
And it's scary.
And it's be scary. So scared as a kid, like, oh my God, I'm going to die and I'm going to be dead forever. And then once I thought, oh wow, well, if I'm a spirit, this body, this time on earth is going to end, but I'm never going to die. I'm going to live on forever. My spirit.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's how I see that.
All right, so we went way off the rails.
Yeah, we did.
What are you going to...
Well, you know, it's the holiday time, and I saw a post where someone said, and this hit me because this is me to a T, surrounded by memories and all the things they have lost during their coming out.
Oh, wow.
The journey feels incredibly difficult. That's my existence.
Wait, say that again.
All right. Surrounded by memories and all of the things I lost coming out. The journey feels incredibly difficult.
It feels like an incomplete sentence. I'm not getting the first part. Surrounded by memories. What are we...
Yeah, surrounded by memories and things I have lost coming out.
I see. Okay.
You know, I look around and, you know, I'm constantly reminded of what I'm...
What you've lost?
Yeah, what I've lost. And I don't mean like, you know, monetarily. I mean, you know, I lost living in my family home. I lost waking up to my children every day. I lost, you know, there's like...
So you lost the traditional...
I lost so many things.
Family unit?
Yeah. And I'm... And, you know, I there's triggers for me all the time of, oh my God, you know, of just what I've lost in this process.
I get it. You know, Jill texted me and said, look, my mom's coming in. Can I have the boys up until, you know, from, because I have them after Christmas and taking them to Texas. And so that is a loss. It's a loss of waking up Christmas morning and having the boys run down the stairs. And I mean, I still share them. I still go over there on Christmas Day. They don't open gifts until I get there. But if you are somebody that has not come out or thinking of coming out and you are married and that is one thing that is, you know, driving you crazy of like, you're going to lose that. You're not going to lose it. It's going to change and it's going to be okay. Mm. It's going to be okay because I thought of that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to see my kids every morning.
Yes.
You know, I won't see that, but it is something you will adapt to. You'll get over it, and you'll work it out.
I hate it. It's been 5 years. I frickin' hate it.
You
and I don't invite my ex to my house. She doesn't invite me to her house. Yeah. We see each other. You know, I have my family. Mm-hmm. I've shared this before. My ex has been a part of my family since she was a teenager.
So is she with anybody else?
No. So she and I get together at my sister's house, my niece's house, my parents' house. I see her frequently, but we don't see each other at our own homes.
Okay. And I don't know how long that's going to last with us because she doesn't have a significant other.
Well, let's just say she sold her house that you and she shared together and she moved into somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
How welcomed would you feel in that new space versus the home that you and she shared together? You may not feel that welcomed, or you may not be welcomed in a different space.
Right. No, that could possibly happen. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, I don't want to put that out there.
Well, you already did.
Going to happen.
But you just did.
I just...
But and that is the anxiety that I think a lot of listeners are going through, because if they haven't come out yet, and you know, what is it going to look like? What are the holidays going to be? What are the birthday parties going to be like? What are the funerals going to be like? What? It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. However, I think some, like the two guys that I met.
What's your Christmas party?
At a Christmas party. You know, they're friends with their wives. And one woman walked the husbands down the aisle during the marriage.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that. I know I won't get that. However, it will gel. It will happen. It'll happen. But I know this is a very, very, very stressful time because it's the holidays. and you're like, oh my God, you know, I'm gay. How do I tell her? My kids, oh my God, you know, it will work itself out. It will.
Absolutely.
It definitely will.
Absolutely.
Because I can imagine right now people listening that have not done it. And it's the season right now. And it can be depressing.
Yeah.
But it'll work out.
Well, and you could still be married and closeted, and it could feel like a depressing, lonely time for you right now, even home with your wife and kids, because you're not living your authentic true self.
No, it's true. What was I saying? It's hard to be, it's tough to be alone and lonely than being together and lonely.
Yes.
I think that's the thing of it.
I thought you were going to say, the darker the berry, the sweeter the nectar. I just heard that. Somebody just told me that the other day. I'd never heard that before.
Hey, listeners, just if you're on YouTube watching this, take a look at Brian's lips. He put on some glistening.
Glistening?
It was. I kind of worn off.
Listen, my lips, I said this. My lips were so chapped the other day because it's been cold.
Yeah.
That I smiled and my lip cracked and it was bleeding. And I
said, oh, well, you got to grease it up.
Grease it.
What else did you say?
What did I say? I said something like a butthole would shrivel up if it saw these lips coming. It would tear them up. They're like shards of. Anyways, yes.
All right, moving on.
This is what I want to talk about.
What?
Karma.
Okay.
I am a married man magnet. I have no idea why. I don't get hot single men hitting on me.
You get married?
Married men hitting on.
Give us I want to hear an example. Well, the one
hitting on me. I have a guy at the gym that's hitting on me that's married. And then I have a friend of a friend.
Okay.
That's hitting on me. They're all married.
And what does that look like? I want to know what hitting on looks like.
Well, it's different. Well, you know what? It's a little, well, when it comes from somebody that I'm not expecting it from, and when it's not solicited, it feels a little creepy is how it feels to me.
Okay.
First of all, just because I'm gay doesn't mean that if you're a breathing man, I'm your hookup or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a couple of experiences coming out where I met people on that site called Double List that I told you about. It was the old Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
And this goes back, you know, 2020, 2021, whatever. And I had a couple of experiences with married men. It's short. It's a very short experience.
What do you mean short experience?
Well, you know, you get an hour.
Huh?
You get an hour. They have their time needs to be accountable for, and you know they can't disappear for 3, 4, 5
seconds. Are you hooking up?
They can't go. Yeah, they were hookups. They were just hookups.
Oh, God. Okay.
And so there was just like, you know, there was like a short fuse.
Yeah, it was just to get off. It's a get off thing.
Yeah, and then I thought, God, you know, that feels terrible for me, but I'm also cheating on their spouse. That's not my responsibility.
Right.
That's not it. That isn't a reflection of me.
Yeah.
But karma. Is there bad karma with fooling around with a married man? Do you believe in karma?
I do believe in karma.
Me too. And
let me share. I'll share with you what had happened when my wife at the time found out and was looking through emails. And she was just devastated.
Yeah.
She was devastated. And
but devastated by you, not by the people that.
Yeah, but then some of them knew I was married. She called him.
Oh, see?
She fucking found him.
I kind of want a phone call. Yeah.
And she found him. She found him. She called and she's just like, I've supported the, you know, gay rights for so long, but how could you fuck around with a married man?
With kids.
How could you fuck around? Yeah. I mean, she, and so the hurt that I saw in her, it
changed you.
And it changed me for sure, because there's a lot of guys that hit on me a lot of guys. Very pretty guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they're married. I'm like, no, dude. I go, you know, and I just share my story. I say, you know what? I was in the closet and I hooked up and I saw the devastation that it did. And I just don't want to add to another woman's pain. So, you know.
All right.
So that's me.
Okay. This falls in line with what you said about Dr.
Now, Michael Checkwith. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now. Because here I was, just, you know, not being
back faith. In the day.
Yeah.
Yes. But you had said that during his sermon, it was changing your DNA. So this incident changed your DNA and how you view, approach, and interact with that type of situation.
Yeah.
So you would not get together with a married man?
No.
If you knew that I think that you could obviously have fun with a married man. You could have fun with any man, but I think for me it's a hard no. I think there's a difference between finding a man attractive and being attracted. I could find a married man attractive.
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to married men.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
But it's your gym, though, man. There's always hookups in the showers, the wet.
I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen anything, and I told you in the showers. I haven't seen anything in the sauna. I haven't seen any of that. But I know this gentleman is married. I know that for, well, he's wearing a wedding ring for one thing.
Well, but that would be to a man.
But no, he's not married to a man. But
you talked to him about that?
Oh, he and I have talked. This is relatively new, but he and I have talked and I said, oh, no.
Well, what does he want to do? What does he want to explore? Has he been hooking up with men? What's his story?
I have not even asked. I haven't even gotten that far, but he's made a couple of very sexual comments to me.
Well, listeners, they want to know. They want to hear it.
Let's talk about dick and whatever. I mean, it's really? Obvious. Oh, yeah, really? It's obvious.
Now I'm interested. What?
Well, the one guy said he wanted to give me something, but it wasn't. He had a cold. He wanted to give me something, but it wasn't as cold. And then one of the guys, I have to go back and look. It was via text, but something like he wanted me to sit on his dick or whatever. I mean, it was sit on his dick.
Oh.
It was very, he was mixed nothing in his text message.
He was very
up with what he was looking for. But he's married. That just goes against.
So, it goes again.
Yeah.
Well, just like you said, you want a monogamous relationship. That's what you want.
I do.
So I could see where you want, and not going to mess around with a guy that is married, because you don't want that happening to you.
I don't. But at the same time, John, I'm not allowing myself to have fun sexually. I think I've created too many barriers I don't do this. I won't do that. All this shit. So I'm not having any fun sexually.
Well, you need to.
I would like to.
You need to.
But I would like to with a single person that I'm attracted to that doesn't creep me out.
Right. Right. No, I get it.
That isn't, you know, on Grindr. I don't know. I just the times I've been on Grindr and I've had hookups, they've just felt so empty.
Well,
there's lack of passion and it lacks.
It's the getting off. It's the transactional feeling. It's just getting up. Look.
But once it's over, you don't want to have anything to do with the person. It's like, you're done. He's done. Bye. Yeah.
Not dickish or anything, but, you know, it's just clear, you know. If you want to hook up, that's great, but I just need you to bounce after. You know, so I don't want
to. That feels terrible. What? That feels terrible.
Well, listen. It's like, do you masturbate?
I do.
Okay.
Not excessively.
But you masturbate, right?
I do. Well, you know, I do more because you're supposed to be, it's healthy for you to masturbate.
Right. I feel that, not all gay men, but, you know, for me, well, why jack off when I can have someone come and
love me like that? There you go.
Why do I need to jack off? I don't need to jack off. It's just, right, it's just right. A text away. You know?
So no reciprocation. No.
So
hey, your right hand's looking a little weak there, John.
Right. I mean, think about that. You know, in this.
But there's no reciprocation, or is that?
No, it's mutual.
Okay.
Or it's mutual, but there's some that just, you know, that's it. They just want to come, load and leave.
Wow.
That's it.
All right. That's not where I'm at with. I don't know. I want a connection with somebody. I want to have a conversation. I'd like connection to go to dinner. I'd like, yeah.
There's a connection there. Absolutely. And and that was what we were talking about in the last episode, that I really enjoyed this gentleman at this party, and I enjoyed talking with him.
See?
And, you know, I may reach out and see if they want to, you know, grab coffee or something.
Before he grabs something else?
Right.
Well, next on our list, I thought I would bring up these two topics again.
Okay.
One of them is how husbands out to wives.
Oh, yeah.
One of our listeners had written in, given us this information. If you are looking to come out, if you're bisexual, pansexual, there's a whole bunch of stuff. You can go on their website, HOW-support.org is a support group for married, closeted bi men. So I thought I would say that. And also, we are doing a charity episode. We're looking for a charity to spotlight for an upcoming podcast in March. All right.
I might have some.
Okay. Well, there you go. This is what I would like to share with you, John. This book.
Yes.
We talk about
it. You already have shared it with me. I love that book.
Project 369.
Yeah.
There are three books in a workbook. I have had this book for a couple of years. It's amazing. I bought the other three books. I'm currently reading The Key to Happiness.
Okay.
This book is all about prosperity and perspectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If you know somebody that's struggling, I think this is a great book. 1, 2, 3, all of them mm-hmm. to give to somebody as a gift. They're not that expensive. If you're struggling, if you're looking to level yourself up, if you're looking to get a new mindset for business, I mean, these books work in mysterious ways. They've worked amazingly for me. But I was reading this new book, The Key to Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about perspective. And you shared something with me off camera. Don't worry. You shared something with me off camera probably a couple months ago. And we were talking and you were like, I love my place. I love where I live. And you like gave me this whole thing about just how much you enjoy your private space and home.
Yeah.
And I have a great place.
Yeah.
You know, I have a three-bedroom townhouse.
Wow,
my boys have a bedroom. I have a yard, a little area for my dog, whatever like that. It's in a great community in Santa Clarita. It is a great place, and I have no appreciation for it. And if you were to have said to me in the conversation that we had a couple months ago, and you like gave me this glowingness about your space.
Yeah.
Had you asked me that instead, I would have been like that character.
You would have shit all over.
I would have been like that character from SNL. What's her name? Negative.
Debbie Downer. Yes. Debbie Downer.
I would have.
Rachel Dratch. Good actress, right. Rachel Dratch. Where are you now, honey?
I painted my home
in
a negative light because I hate being there alone, you know?
Right.
And I do.
Well, let me ask you this. I know where you're going. Right. This is great. I'm glad you're doing this. Would you rather be alone in a tent on the side of the street underneath a fucking freeway?
Yes.
Exactly. Or would you rather be alone in what you have is a beautiful three-bedroom townhouse? Where would you rather be?
I know.
No,
I
answer know. The question.
Oh, where actually, would you I would love to be in my
right.
home.
And that's
and you know,
that's step
I
one. That's
don't
step
invite one. People over because I feel like you invite people over to your home to celebrate. You invite people over to your home to mm-hmm. be social. You know, for all these things. And I don't do any of that because for 5 freaking years, mm-hmm. I have been licking my wounds because it's not my house. It's not this. It's not that. I've looked for any and every reason to not like my surroundings rather than liking them. And you said that to me, and I was like, oh my God, Brian, why are you not celebrating your own space? So many of our listeners say they have to stay with their wives, or they can't afford to move out, or they, you know, they're struggling financially, and you have all this stuff going on, and I'm over here pissing on my own party.
Yeah. No, thank you for saying that, because, and I have to say, this book, you suggested this book to me about a year ago, when I was in a dark space, and this was before our podcast, because again, just listeners, if you don't know the backstory here, we created the Gay Fathers of LA. We're members of Gay Fathers of LA. Now it's the Gay Fathers of Southern California. It's expanded to Palm Springs and San Diego, which is a great thing. And that's how we met. And again, if the way this show came about was we were in Silver Lake at a Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
I'm just talking and we're having such a great time. And we were just, you know, chatting it up. And then I said, hey, this needs to be a podcast. And then this guy, 3 weeks later, comes, hey, he says, she's called me, hey, I got to talk to you. So he comes over and he says, let's do it. Let's do it. Will you do it? And I'm like,
had that thing printed out. And
we did it. But I have to say, now I'm serious, I'm glad you brought this book up because, Brian, I was at a dark, dark place. And you may not have known it because I'm very good at acting.
Yes.
I'm very good at putting on that was my mom. We always put on a facade. And, you know, but boy, I've never been depressed. And I know we were coming off COVID. I've never been depressed. And I was really, really depressed. And You suggested this book because I know you were in a dark space at one time.
When I met with you, I had just come out of my dark space because that was back in 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm loving about even coming out to myself is just being truthful and not worrying about what people think of me. And I think men for so long, straight men, gay men, it's always been ingrained in us to be macho, to be tough, to hold it in, to do that.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of them blow their heads off or they're and I don't mean to say that as a joke, but so many people, you know, commit suicide.
Yes.
And it's like, because I think, you know, for me, I've been able to touch of who I really am and how I love giving back.
Yeah.
I love helping people. However, I'm human. And I was so depressed. And this book, I read it the other day because I would do my affirmations. I'll write down it and I'll write them down and then I'll do them. And then, you know, you feel the feeling and all that. But then I'm like, okay, I haven't read it in a while. And I picked it back up and I looked because I great notes when I do.
Yes.
And man, it just took me. Honestly, it took me to another level. And talk about prosperity. This has been a very tough year for me.
Yes, me too.
My visualization and everything. And since I've been doing this, and I started back really October, November, really back hard on that, in terms of prosperity, I have 4 amazing deals that are about to happen.
Yes.
And I truly believe in that.
Thoughts really become things. What you are thinking, you are manifesting into reality. If you're thinking
negative thoughts, yes.
You're going to get negative.
If you're thinking positive thoughts, you're
going to get positivity in return.
Which I was supposed to do some homework. And of course, just like in high school, I didn't do it.
The thoughts,
because I threw out where my coach said there's 65,000 negative or 65,000 thoughts you have in a day. And then most of them, 95 or 99 or negative thoughts, but you had looked it up and it was 6,000, right?
What I saw, and it could be, I mean, I think that there's going to be different numbers wherever you look.
Well, if you don't think
6,000 thoughts, yeah, exactly. If you sleep a lot,
But that's subconscious thoughts too, though. See, that's subconscious.
Yeah. Well, you know, your subconscious it talks about in this book also.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you here for that because they're not paying us or anything. Although our real estate pays us. So
here's
a quick sponsor from Hancock Homes Realty. But your cock is in good hands at Hancock Homes here in Los Angeles. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, give us a call. We will take care of any of your friends that are looking to buy or sell in the LA area.
100. And outside of the area, we're great for referrals.
Exactly. I just closed a big deal in Las Vegas.
I know you told
me. Did I tell you that?
We told me that a couple weeks ago.
And now I've got some stuff going in Texas, too. So.
All right.
I think I'm going to get my real estate license in Texas.
Oh, in Texas?
Yeah, because I've got a lot of stuff starting up there, and I think I'm going to, because I'm from there.
Yeah.
If listeners might my mama lives there. I can't wait to go see her. She's going to make me sand tarts and chocolate chip cookies and all that good stuff.
Sand
tarts. You ever had a sand tart?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Sand tarts is like a, what is it? It's
rubbing your face in the dirt?
No. It's like a butter cookie, you know,
butter cookies.
But then there's she makes it with pecans in it and she puts confectioned sugar on it and you eat it like that.
Mm.
It's really good.
I'm burping up greasy chip. John and I both shared that we kind of went on a little greasy
sweet chip.
The last couple days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was at Vaughn's Buy 4 and Save and bought 4 bags of chips. And
I know I just ran off the rails here, but we're
okay.
Let's go. Where
I saw a video. I don't know if it was on Facebook. I don't know if it was on YouTube. I don't know if it was on TikTok. I don't know where the hell it was because I can't find it. You shared the funniest story, and I did a TikTok about it a couple months ago. Mm. There's this guy with a lisp. He's very gay.
Okay.
I believe he's in Texas, and he is talking, and he spoke John's truth. He said, "My mama taught me how to love, and my daddy taught me how to fight. You come for me." And whatever he said, he's this gay man, and he said he's going to throw down, he's going to knock your lights out. His mama taught him how to love, but his daddy taught him how to fight. And so if you are going to come at him with him being gay, but it was funny. But I want to go back to what you were saying, because I think this is important for people to understand. You have people that are closeted gay and they've grown up in a macho environment, or they're in the military and they're gay, or, you know, they're whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So suppressed. When you come out as gay, mm-hmm. you don't turn into a flamer. You don't start a lisp. You don't, you know, you're the same person you were before you came out.
Yeah.
Your demeanor, your personality, you don't have to go from a macho butch guy to some twink on the corner.
Right.
You don't have to start talking with a lisp. You don't have to dangle your wrist.
Right.
You could still be a macho gay man.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's just because you come out as gay doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're a sissy boy or, you know, whatever they call it. I don't know.
Sissy boy.
You're a sissy boy.
Call it. I like sissy boy. Welcome to the Sissy Boy Podcast.
Mr. T.
Hey.
Over here in those tight jeans.
Sure.
You're not giving away who you are as a person just because you came out as gay. So you could be some macho dude.
Which there's
and come out as gay and still be a macho dude.
Yeah, the rugby.
Right? Players. Oh, rugby. Who knew?
I mean, I'm getting
the lessons on these guys.
Listen, I don't promote this on my personal Facebook page, but I'm getting all of these feeds. I joined Gay Fathers, Worldwide Gay Fathers, and then I joined Gay Cowboys.
Oh, ooh. I need to join that one. Gay Cowboys is a Facebook? Gay
Farmer Cowboys. Yeah, that's a group.
All right, I'm join that.
And so now I get feeds coming up, you know, but I'm getting promotions or somebody wants me to join like the gay sports guys. But now all these like rugby clips are coming up with guys running and pulling their pants down.
Yes.
And you can see their big old pooper.
big old pooper. Yes.
They got some. Yeah.
Yes. The legs. These guys are 6'5" and 260 pounds, and
they're like thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible.
If you're not watching rugby, you're missing out.
Yeah. It's some. And, you know, they're not limp wristed.
No. And there's a couple of them that
have. And you know what? It's fine if you are limp. Love is love.
Love is love.
Love is love.
Yeah. Well, John has a limp wrist because he just calls some other guy to come over and get him off when he needs to jack off.
So I don't have a strong wrist.
Yeah. That's so fun. All right. We're at 40 minutes. This is New Year's Eve.
Already?
Aren't we at 40 minutes?
Are we at 40 minutes?
Wow. Yeah, we are.
All right.
Yes, we are.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, the end of season one. We should have brought some champagne to toast this out, that's all right. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Take care and Happy New Year.
See you next year. Bye.